Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Oh, this is jort weather. You actually might have to roll those jorts up.
I was going to say, it might be a little even thick for jort. I don't know. You might have to go shorter.
You're going to have to go shorter.
You might have to go shorter. You might have to go Daisy Dukes today. I don't know.
You have to be careful. You might burn those creamies.
You don't want to burn the creamies.
They are not used to this weather.
This time of year can be rough for the creamies.
The creamy is the higher thigh.
The upper inner, that's right.
They have not been exposed to this weather. They are dormant for roughly 10 months of the year because we're in mid-June and still not really summer. So just be careful out there.
Yes, be SPF, careful with the creamies.
Grab some SPF, some things from Apex Skin. We would prefer that.
And they have a lovely line of products.
So that is our recommendation for today. Rub it down.
Okay. You're really going next level. You're really going. That's
rub
better.
Right. Rub it all over. Okay. Make sure you want to be safe.
Yes.
You want to be safe, don't you? You want to be safe.
Yes, you do. Very safe. Skin protection is the best protection.
It. Well. So we're gonna.
I'm just trying to move on.
It's so weird. It's only 6:08. We have 4 hours of show to go.
You made it that way.
Why did it make it awkward?
You always do.
You went down the path. I don't know. I just wasn't.
You're the one
really
agreeing. You brought up creamies.
Well, I misspoke. 84 degrees. You're right. I was trying to go with jort weather, but it's way too thick. And jorts, I think it's a gene.
Jort is too thick.
It's a gene. It's a thick thing anyway. It goes down to the mid calf. I don't understand it anyway. So you know, I take it back. The only way I can wiggle out of this is this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Can't believe it. We're still playing this game since January.
Really? It's 6:05. I understand it's 6:09. Yeah. Early morning crew, by the way, good morning to you. We love you. Really, it's always 84 and sunny between 6 and like 6:20 in the morning for our early morning crew because of this game.
For you, I feel like.
For all of us.
I feel like it's a mixed review on who loves the game.
Really, on the inside, don't you love this game?
No.
Rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Monopoly. Or your favorite game. I don't know why I said Monopoly.
Negative 6?
It's 1 to 10. 1 to 10. It's not a 0.
Okay, 1.
0. What's a 0 game? What's a 0 game, the worst game ever?
Monopoly?
Yeah, actually, that does not end. Whoever came up with that game.
I've never finished a full round.
Who has? I don't even know how you end it. How do you end it? Do you have to own all the properties?
How do you end
Monopoly?
I don't know, but I played with my 11-year-old. Well, he was probably 10 at the time, and I forgot how to buy the properties. We're still playing.
You started when he was 10.
Yeah.
You were playing, and he's now 11.
Right.
All right. Let's get to Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope and has been in the envelope since January. We're going to whittle it down one more. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the worst game you've ever played on a scale of 1 to 10? It could be a card game. It could be a board game. What is the worst game that you have ever played that you just despise?
Gosh, there's so many. I'm not good at any of them. Bowling, I guess.
Bowling, the worst game ever.
Euchre, because I don't know how to play it. And I feel like everybody that surrounds me knows how to play euchre, and they play for hours, and it drives me nuts. And I've gotten to the point where I refuse to learn.
Well, you don't like it, or you're just not good at it?
I've never tried it.
You've never
I refuse
tried it.
To learn
okay.
it because it, I, well, actually, that's false. I tried to sit in one time, and there's so much involved, and I just never caught on, and I feel like large groups playing for hours.
Yeah.
I'm out on that one.
Yeah, DM us your worst games ever. We would love to know. Clearly, not one of those is Dead Guy in an Envelope. We would love your guest today.
First of all, happy birthday, Jen. Belated.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My guess is Leonard Nimoy.
Good guess. It's not Leonard Nimoy.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not saying this is the worst. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You know what game I'm randomly horrible at?
Which?
And I can play anybody in this game, and specifically when Izzy was, I don't know what age you play. If you're 5, if you're 4, if you're 6, I don't know. Candyland. Because I always hit that, Chutes and Ladders. Because I always hit that dumb slide. I still think I remember it's like number 84.
Where you slide all the way back down to the bottom.
It's a cute game. It's a cute board. You play with the kids. Probably. I mean, it's very easy to learn and play. You hit the ladder. You go up. You're trying to get to whatever, number 100 or whatever it is. Every single time I would play here, we're close to each other. You're moving up the board. Every time I hit that ladder. Every single time I play the game, I hit the ladder.
Well, see, it probably delighted her, though. So that was
a great
game. For you to play with her. That's cute.
Every time.
You're the only human I've ever heard say they're bad at Chutes and Ladders.
Every time I hit that thing, and I know when I get to it, you're two spots away. I know I'm going to roll a 2.
Every time.
It's just every single time. It's a cute game. I don't hate the game. It's been around for, decades. When did Chutes and Ladders come out?
When we were kids, it was around. It's been around for that and Candyland, like you said. Are you better at Candyland? It's a lot of the draw.
I got to remember how I even play Candyland.
Just draw those cards and it's whatever?
Is that what it is? I do not remember.
Yeah, but why? Some of them have 2 squares. Some have one. I don't remember either.
I kind of remember the cards. Now that you said the 2 squares. Like they're same
colors.
Like
a gingerbread.
Yeah. I don't know.
But what do the squares make you do? Do you move 2 spaces? I don't remember.
Yeah, I do not exactly remember. I just remember hitting that slide and just losing every single time I played the game. It's not the game. I think like you said with Euchre, it's just... If you don't get it or you're not into it, you're just kind of, not that it's maybe a horrible game, because people have euchre parties all the time.
Oh,
it's
people
been around
love
forever.
Euchre. The thing is, I feel like euchre involves strategy and skill. Chutes and Ladders, I think you just, it's luck of the draw.
Yeah, my buddies have poker nights and I just stink. So I know that's one of the reasons why I'm just not really.
Do you go?
No, I'm not invited because I'm not good. I'm just not, and they should invite me because I'm not good. They can take my money.
That they should.
It should be this reverse. Hey, we're going to invite Tim.
You just know better than to go.
Yes.
No.
I'm not good. I am just not good at it. It's fun. You're hanging out, whatever, but it's
the
just,
social part is good.
It is. It's
the playing part, not so much.
That's why they should invite me golfing. I'm not good at that either. I haven't golfed for years. It's just like, before the kiddos, before Izzy came around, I was like, I used to golf more and more. I just have not golfed for a while. I was asked the other day, do you golf? And I didn't know how to answer the question because immediately I think, yes, I have clubs. I enjoy golfing. Yeah. It's fun, but I don't.
See, I think you're not the guy they want to invite golfing because they can win. Because I think people who can golf don't want to deal with the guy that takes forever. At least that's my understanding of it. Being married to a guy who likes to golf. He wants to golf with only good golfers.
Yes, the guy hits it into the woods and then head drops and whatever.
Like,
they do.
It would just take me.
At least I'm... If you're going to be bad, play quickly. And at least I do that. I'm not taking all these practice swings
or anything else.
At least I play quickly. I'm awful, but fast.
So, awful, but fast. You know what?
That's going to be in the...
This is weird today.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Just let me read this. Hot and hazy today. Plenty of sunshine and a high of 84 degrees. Still, isn't it bizarre that the wildfire smoke causes haziness here? My daughter was asking out the other day, what is going on? Is somebody grilling outside or what's happening? You think just I don't know, it's just bizarre that it affects us here in Cleveland.
Agreed. Yeah. And I feel like this is brand new to life in the past few years. Like growing up, do you ever remember this happening
no,
in your lifetime?
Until, I don't.
Yeah, it's strange.
My daughter wears glasses, and I've worn glasses since I was since 7 years old. And she's asked about contacts. Like I said, at some point in time, can I get contact lenses? I said, you know, when it makes sense, of course you can. And I said, Izzy, when you're looking outside, this is what it looks like when your contacts are blurry.
Now you know.
So this is how it is. It's like not exactly crystal clear. This is what's going on. So hot and humid day today. Stevie on the socials is next.
So there's a new TikTok trend that's emerged where people share screenshots from texts they received of toxic past relationships, all to Lorde's new single, Man of the Year.
Oh, I like that.
It's not good.
Oh, boy. I like that they're calling people out.
They sure are.
Oh, Stevie, you're making me nervous.
Some people are just a little, not nice.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Lorde released a new song from her upcoming album. It's titled Man of the Year, and it's going viral on TikTok in a new trend where users share screenshots of texts from past toxic relationships with this song behind it. If you haven't heard the song, this is how it goes. Let's hear it for the man of the year. And the examples people are sharing are crazy. This one screenshot says...
Are you sure we can read all these?
Not all of
okay,
them.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Just
read the ones that we can read at 6:42 on Star 102. I want to clarify.
Yeah, some got a little intense, but this one says... This one's interesting. Quote, basically, I don't know how to word it, but like, I'm not feeling it anymore. I want to break up with you low key, but I don't know yet. Like, I can't decide. Sorry. Like, it's some just decision.
Don't
that you're-
say that. You don't say that to someone.
Like, you're not going to get that text and be like, okay, yeah, just let me know.
Yeah, let me know when you decide.
Yeah, you're just going to be like,
I'm in or out. Okay.
If you want to read your text, we have the music. I mean,
I would love to know what people
216-343-1021. What else do we have?
This one says, quote, the reason I haven't been answering you is simply because I don't love you anymore. I want to stop being called a cheater, so I'm going to end things so I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. I truly never loved you, and I'm not sorry for lying about that. Don't bother reaching out or trying, okay?
Yikes. Ouch.
These are brutal.
That is bad.
This one girl posted a picture of the ex's phone that she found, and on his phone was a list in his notes app titled Girls During Break with Anna, and had a name of every girl he was with during their break with the date next to it of when they were together. And one girl's name had in parentheses, quote, might date next. And it was a very lengthy list of names.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
This is vomitous.
And the craziest one I saw, this one's a little sad.
Well, let's get to that. And if somebody wants to add, we have the music. I mean, we have it. So text breakup. I mean, that's the way things happen now. I mean,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What are we talking about on Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, for anybody that might just be joining us?
There's a trend on TikTok of people sharing screenshots of things their toxic ex said to the song Man of the Year by Lorde, and they are crazy. Like, people are nuts.
Yeah. You know you're putting this in writing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it will be saved
like people
forever.
Can screen. There's a thing called a screenshot. It's not correct. New. People are going to see what you have to say. And some just get
new.
Crazy. Like, I don't...
They just, well, you just don't care, right? I think at some point in time... Like, are you that naive or do you just not care? I mean, you clearly know it's out there. Or do you just not care? I don't understand that.
Well, and that's like the second step. The first part of it is, I can't believe you're that mean and heartless that you would say some of these things to another human being.
Especially someone you've been dating. Like, how do you go from, I love you, and now all of a sudden it's like, I don't even know if I want to be with you.
I don't even know if I ever loved you.
I didn't love you.
Like,
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, like, it's just brutal.
The most heartless one I saw.
The blast on the way out the door. That's what it is, just to be mean.
Just let me end it like this. And now there's a whole trend exposing it, so I bet they wish they could take these back. But the craziest one I saw, which I don't even know what was going through this person's mind, the screenshot says, if you died, I'd probably be creating my Tinder profile at your funeral.
Holy cow.
Who says that? Like, that how does that come to your mind?
It's like, I don't even know. Like, do you laugh or cry?
Like
that
was post-breakup. So you just break up and you think, and I was just thinking.
Like, you know what? I'm just going to dig this knife in a little bit deeper and be this mean. They're just trying to hurt. Mm-hmm. Trying to hurt.
That's all it is.
There's even worse ones, but we won't get into that.
No, I don't think we can read all
this. Can you top that one? 216.
Oh my gosh.
343-1021. You can tell us on the air. We're here for you. So, producer Stevie has done something that you and I have never done, and apparently, according to our social media right now, 45 people have done it.
I can't believe that how many people have said they've done this.
I don't understand it.
Because you've already done it once. Why are you doing it again?
I do not understand it. It's a thing. I mean, it kind of makes sense. Do you rewatch a show? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I never have.
First of all, I know I said I never have, and then I remembered I did one show during COVID, one, like from start to finish. But I feel like, why would you waste the time on rewatching a show when there's so many new shows to watch?
Stevie?
Because you get attached to the show, and it's hard to separate. Like, that most shows I've watched multiple times, because it's so good that I don't want to start something new. It's never going to compare, so I'd rather just take me back to the feeling.
You want your comfort show. Hmm. Do you rewatch, like, you go back to season one, episode one, you start over and watch, like, many seasons?
Yes.
I can't believe that. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, like, what's an example of a show you would rewatch?
Well, Glee, I've rewatched probably 10 times.
I forgot about your
love. Exaggeration.
You
10
love Glee.
Times.
A lot of times with shows now that they're like a year apart, like on Netflix, you know, like it's such a lengthy time that the recap sometimes doesn't do it for me. So I'll restart from the beginning. Like Ginny and Georgia, I watched and the new season's out.
Season three.
Rewatching from season one, so I remember everything that happened. I do that like with everything.
And you enjoy it the second time just as much as the first.
Yeah, it just reminds me of everything.
And if
I don't like that, by the way, because I need somebody to talk about. You guys told me to watch it. Jen's not watching season three. You all of a sudden are going back to season one episode.
I'm working my way to season three.
I'll get there. If we were going to hang out tonight, I was like, Stevie, we're going to watch Glee. We're going to start from the beginning. Would you be like, oh, God?
No, I'd be like, yes.
Oh, you'd be delighted.
I'm getting that itch to watch again. You know, it takes like a year apart from each watch. But then after a while, you just like.
That is insane.
There are so many shows that I love. I have never, once I stuck the landing, like, I mean, just for example, I thought that Ozark was one of my favorite shows that I've ever watched. I loved every single episode. I don't think that it dropped at all. I loved every single season. I loved Jason Bateman. I thought it was so well cast. I thought that the storyline was great. I'd never go back and watch
it. I would never rewatch Ozark. No, it was, you had to be so emotionally invested in that.
So it's
Grey's Anatomy, I would. Sorry.
Yeah,
I would.
From the beginning when it was good. I actually would do that too. And also stop after season six when it was.
You know, with Glee towards the end, it does fade off a little. I feel like it's more the first four seasons I rewatched. So I get that. Sometimes you just got to stick to the good seasons.
The OGs, I see.
So do you go back and watch a show? Yes or no? You can give us a call or DM us. And if you do, if the answer to that first question is yes, what is the show? I am curious. We already have 50 comments. We're specifically looking at Jen and Tim's show on Facebook. We'll share it over to Star 102 as well. So once again, is this something you do, yes or no? And if it is a yes, what is the show? We would love to know. So do you rewatch shows? If so, which one is it? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Producer Stevie rewatches shows a lot. Jen and I, not so much.
No, I did rewatch one. And it was during COVID because remember we were sitting at home doing nothing a lot. And it was while I was folding laundry. It was my folding laundry show. And I rewatched Private Practice, which was the spinoff of Grey's Anatomy. That's the only time I've done that. No, I mean, if there's an episode of Friends on TV that I happen to, which I don't even flip through channels anymore, so I guess it's not even relevant anymore. I would rewatch one episode, but never start to finish like so many people do.
Yeah, Monica. Good morning, Monica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, speaking of Friends, we're well. Do you rewatch a show? If so, which show or shows do you rewatch?
So there's a show on Netflix called The Society. I think I've seen it probably 10 times.
Okay.
What's it about?
It's about, like, these group of kids. They go to, like, a field trip in high school, and then they get, like, stuck into, like, this parallel universe.
Oh.
And it's just them and not the adults. So the way the first season ended definitely should have been a second season, but they just completely stopped making the show.
Oh, they did. Okay.
I see.
Yeah.
See, I wonder when you go back through, though, like, you've seen it. So do you catch new things or you're so passionate about the show, you watch it again? Or why do you rewatch? I'm genuinely curious why you rewatch it.
Yeah. Like every time, like there's something new every time I watch it.
Yeah. This is not now also making me think, like if I read a book, sometimes I don't want to watch the movie because I already know what happens.
But do you catch new things or do you want to critique? Because a lot of people will say that the book's better than the movie and this is so much worse or better and you critique both back and forth.
Well, actually, that might be a bad example. The reason I thought of this, do you know the series Hannah?
I do. Oh, yeah, because there was I watched the Amazon Prime, I think it was on. I watched that, but I didn't read the book.
So it was, well, no, I don't even know if it was a book. It was a film first. Mm-hmm. It was a film and it came out years ago and I saw the film. And then I saw that there was a series. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to watch it. And the series is legit, the film, broken up into 10 episodes.
Oh, is it? Okay,
so I started watching. I'm like, why am I even watching this? I already know what happens. I didn't feel like I needed to see it. I wanted something new.
Do you rewatch the show? If so, which one is it? We have so many different comments, DMs, and also, let's see here. 70 different comments we need to get to. Probably not all of them.
No,
next,
that's
but
a lot.
We will hit on some of them. Rewatching a show? If so, which one or ones do you watch? We would love to know. You know, it's intriguing. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We're talking about, do you rewatch a show? If so, which one is it? Somebody DM'd us and said that they rewatched Breaking Bad. And you know how much I loved Breaking Bad. And I never went back to it.
Could you go rewatch it?
I don't know. That's just one of those. First of all, this is something that I do not do. Jen, for the most part, right? Never.
Yep. Yeah, I
Stevie
never
does
do
it all
either.
Time.
I feel like Breaking Bad, for you particularly, you watch it so long ago, maybe it would feel newer to you. Don't you feel, to me, I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm wasting time. There's like a new show.
Yes, I do. I know, I
could
agree.
Be watching that we could be talking about on the Jen and Tim show. I'm looking through the comments, and we've had a lot of them on Jen and Tim show. I'm particularly looking at the Facebook page. I've seen a lot of people, you're not going to like this, a lot of people mentioning Grey's Anatomy. Alex says, I've watched Grey's Anatomy like 10 times, mostly because I like the predictability when I'm stressed.
And maybe it's so funny. And that's fine. Like, your show is your show. I mean, I've been out on Grey's Anatomy for a while. That means nothing. I feel like, and maybe if I remove Grey's Anatomy out of this comment, that as I'm going through the whatever we're at now, we're at almost 100 comments, I do feel like that a lot of them are lighter shows. The Schitt's Creeks, some of the other ones that seem to be light. Maybe I'm wrong, or Gilmore Girls, or some of the other ones. And
yeah,
maybe
I
not.
See Gilmore
just, I'm just going through a few of them. Friends, that they seem to be lighter, just kind of shows that maybe they make you happy, or they bring you back to a different time, or whatever it might be. Some of them are deeper. I mean, Breaking Bad. And some
sure.
other ones are deeper, and maybe, you know, Grey's are certainly deeper episodes, but you sure certainly loved a lot of the characters along the way and continue to.
Teresa says, and I would rewatch both of these, Ted Lasso and Will and Grace. I would watch Will and Grace, the first one. And then, remember, they rebooted Will and Grace? And honest
that.
To God, the reboot, I swear, was funnier than the first one. And you know, you hear they're rebooting a show after that much time, and you think, oh, there's no way this is going to be good. It was excellent. So, I mean, I could see that. And then SVU, some people saying, like, Law & Order SVU, they're rewatching. That's kind of a deeper show to rewatch.
Yeah, that's true. You had a show for us. Go right ahead.
Law and Order Criminal Intent.
There you go.
Is that the one that Vincent D'Onofrio was on 100 years ago?
Yeah, I tell you what, he is a phenomenal actor, and the scenes he plays are just great, and I just love watching them. He is a really interesting character, and he has conflict within the LMA order. It's just really good.
Yeah.
I love watching
the way he tilts his head when he knows what happened, and he figures it out, and he looks right at that criminal, man, he is intimidating, and he's a big guy,
God,
you know?
Yeah. That is a great show. I can watch that over and over and over again, and I love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you get the text?
Apparently owe some money.
We're all getting the text saying we have an unpaid traffic citation. And it looks...
I paid mine. Did you?
Not via this text. It comes from... At least I'm looking back at it now. I got this twice. I think I deleted one of them. The number is from +63. You know, if it starts with +63, that can't be good. Then there's all these steps that I have to report the DMV violation database. Then my vehicle's going to get suspended. Then my driving privileges are going to be suspended for 30 days. Then I'm going to be prosecuted and my credit score will be affected. Unless, Tim, I need to click right here and pay immediately.
So you have to, right?
Well, clearly. Well, it's according to Ohio State Administrative Code 15C16.003.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a well versed.
That was, yeah. Oh, shoot. Today's my deadline, too.
So today's the deadline?
Yeah.
So when I first saw this, I said, you know what? I do have a couple parking tickets I need to pay.
Nuh-uh.
I park on the street.
Really?
Well, of course, I thought this. Normally, they mail that to me, and then I just wait till the last possible second because, you know, that's the game that I play. And then you texted me yesterday, hey, by the way, and was it Fox 8 that had the story?
Fox 8 had the story.
You got the text. I got the text. Stevie got the text. Anybody get this text? Was it just sent out yesterday? This seemed to be a Tuesday thing. I got it yesterday. Let me see. It was 3:06 p.m.
Yep, I got it at 10:13 a.m. Oh, apparently I was in trouble earlier.
They expedited yours. Maybe Lake County didn't get into a few hours.
Oh, no, what's going on there? Oh, no, wait. Oh. I also got one on Monday. This one from an actual email address. Oh, I'm not going to say that name on the air, but say exact same text. Saying that I'm going to be prosecuted. Saying that my vehicle will be suspended. My driving privileges. I'll be in the violation database.
So this is nothing, right? This is a
well, they're saying it's a phishing scam. Yeah, because I don't know what yours said, but mine says I have to reply why, and then they send you a link, and then you click the link, and blah blah blah.
Oh, I can go into what mine said. I will 100% do that. I am curious. So if you're listening right now, did you get the text, or is it just the three of us? I can't imagine it's just the three of us on the show that got the text. Right?
Other people had to have gotten this text.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Everybody got that text. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
It seems like it. I hope nobody clicked on it.
I mean, when you can you imagine if you don't know or if you're elderly and you get that, you're so nervous, you think you missed something, you got a ticket or anything else, and you would click on that. You would not know, right?
Of course
if you didn't know,
not.
Like if my mother-in-law or something else, you got that thing, you're probably nervous, you drove, you did what, you want to abide by the law. Of course, that's why they do this. I'm sure somebody clicked on that thing, not when knowing.
You look at it, and it does, I mean, it's a long text. It does look official. It mentions administrative code. So, I mean, they put things in here that try to trick you. And they say that enforcement penalties begin on June 11th. So, like, they make it feel urgent, too.
Yes. Looks official. Anybody click on it? 216-343-1021. I'm being serious. You don't click on it, but I bet somebody did. Or somebody elderly or somebody not knowing or not paying attention or you're trying to see. Maybe you're just curious and you want to see what it is. I mean, it could be something that simple. That's the text we're talking about. It. And if you didn't get it, good. But the three of us on the show got that Ohio State Department of Motor Vehicles final notice. And it goes on from there. And it came from some weirdo overseas number. And that's what we're talking about. It happened to us. That's what we're talking about.
I got two of them. One of them from a weirdo overseas number and one of them from a weirdo email address. And I just don't understand.
We're so official.
I know.
Weirdo number, weirdo email.
Well, yeah. It's just something you don't normally get a text from. And who starts these? I don't understand. Like, who's the person that's like, you know what? You know what our next scam's going to be? It's going to be that you're going to lose your license. Yeah. That's our next scam.
All right. You want to get in on this?
Hey, it's a scam.
Did you get that text? What in the world's going on?
Yes, I did. And I was going to my son's house. That's a police officer in Strongsville.
Mm-hmm.
He got it. He said it is definitely a scam. Just delete it.
So don't click on it.
It is a scam.
Yeah, because my verbiage of the text is the exact same as Jen's.
Yep.
Exact same thing. Exactly. So I think we all got the same thing.
Exactly. It was like a two-day turnaround. And I was just at BMV. I got my STAR license, the whole shebang. Nobody said a thing. I'm thinking, boy, that's really odd. And I have had no ticket in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep.
Did you get the text?
Apparently owe some money.
We're all getting the text saying we have an unpaid traffic citation. And it looks...
I paid mine. Did you?
Not via this text. It comes from, at least I'm looking back at it now. I got this twice. I think I deleted one of them. So the number is from +63. You know, if it starts with +63, that can't be good. Then there's all these steps that I have to report the DMV violation database. Then my vehicle's going to get suspended. Then my driving privileges are going to be suspended for 30 days. Then I'm going to be prosecuted and my credit score will be affected. Unless, Tim, I need to click right here and pay immediately.
So you have to, right?
Well, clearly. Well, it's according to Ohio State Administrative Code 15C 16.003.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a well-versed
That was, one. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Today's my deadline, too.
So today's the deadline?
Yeah.
So when I first saw this, I said, you know what? I do have a couple parking tickets I need to pay.
Nuh-uh.
I park on the street.
Really?
Well, of course. I thought this. Normally, they mail that to me, and then I just wait till the last possible second because, you know, that's the game that I play. And then you texted me yesterday, hey, by the way, and was it Fox 8 that had the story?
Fox 8 had the story.
You got the text. I got the text. Stevie got the text. Anybody get this text? Was it just sent out yesterday? This seemed to be a Tuesday thing. I got it yesterday. Let me see. It was 3:06 p.m.
Yep, I got it at 10:13 a.m. Oh, apparently I was in trouble earlier.
They expedited yours. Maybe Lake County didn't get into a few hours.
I don't know what's going on there. Oh, no, wait. I also got one on Monday. This one from an actual email address. Oh, I'm not going to say that name on the air, but say exact same text. Saying that I'm going to be prosecuted, saying that my vehicle will be suspended, my driving privileges, I'll be in the violation database.
So this is nothing, right? This is a
well, they're saying it's a phishing scam. Yeah, because I don't know what yours said, but mine says I have to reply why, and then they send you a link, and then you click the link, and blah blah blah.
Oh, I can go into what mine said. I will 100% do that. I am curious. So if you're listening right now, did you get the text, or is it just the three of us? I can't imagine it's just the three of us on the show that got the text. Right?
Other people had to have gotten this text.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Everybody got that text. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
It seems like it. I hope nobody clicked on it.
I mean, can you imagine if you don't know or if you're elderly and you get that, you're so nervous, you think you missed something, you got a ticket or anything else, and you would click on that. You would not know. Right?
Of course
not. Like if my mother-in-law or something else, you got that thing, you're probably nervous, you drove, you did what, you want to abide by the law. Of course, that's why they do this. I'm sure somebody clicked on that thing, not knowing.
You look at it, and it does, I mean, it's a long text, it does look official, it mentions administrative code, so I mean, they put things in here that try to trick you, and they say that enforcement penalties begin on June 11th, so like, they make it feel urgent, too.
Yes. Looks official. Anybody click on it? 216-343-1021. I'm being serious. You don't click on it, but I bet somebody did. Or somebody elderly or somebody not knowing or not paying attention or you're trying to see. Maybe you're just curious. You want to see what it is. I mean, it could be something that simple. That's the text we're talking about. And if you didn't get it, good. But the three of us on the show got that Ohio State Department of Motor Vehicles final notice. And it goes on from there. And it came from some weirdo overseas number, and that's what we're talking about. It happened to us. That's what we're talking about.
I got two of them. One of them from a weirdo overseas number, and one of them from a weirdo email address. And I just don't understand.
We're so official.
I know.
Weirdo number, weirdo email.
Well, yeah. It's just something you don't normally get a text from. And who starts these? I don't understand. Like, who's the person that's like, you know what? You know what our next scam's going to be? It's going to be that you're going to lose your license. Yeah. That's our next scam.
All right. You want to get in on this?
Scam.
Did you get that text? What in the world's going on?
Yes, I did. And I was going to my son's house. That's a police officer in Strongsville.
Mm-hmm.
He got it. He said it is definitely a scam. Just delete it.
So don't click on it.
It is a scam.
Yeah, because my verbiage of the text is the exact same as Jen's.
Yep.
Exact same thing. Exactly. So I think we all got the same thing.
Exactly. It was like a 2-day turnaround. And I was just at BMV. I got my star license, the whole shebang. Nobody said a thing. I'm thinking, boy, that's really odd. And I have had no ticket in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And yep.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.